God knows how, but the Reds are due to play Wolves this Wednesday night at Anfield. It is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap with Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson. You've already heard them there. Paul Coe, Pete Bolster, all in the studio. Now, we'd normally have a caller. It would normally be Rich Hobbs when we do Wolves, but to be quite honest, I don't think anyone at the heart. Andy's on his fair share of heavy lifting when it comes to the Anfield Wrap this season. But Kofi, if I was to go back three games, because we like to do a little bit of reflection on this show, and offer you 7 points from nine, would you have taken it?
I can't remember three games ago. So
they beat Everton, they beat Newcastle, and then they got the draw against Palace. Would you have taken that?
No, I never take that. Honestly, no matter how bad it gets, I never. When people go, "Would you take a draw?" I'm like, no, it's just not my style. I know, and I know the correct answer is yes. The correct answer is you should. Where we were before that, you should take that seven, because it's a good seven, and in the grand scheme of things, I'll probably talk myself, by the time I finish talking, I'll talk myself around to changing my mind. There's two different answers to your question, right? Proper lawyer coming out with me. Would I have taken it? No. Is it a good 7 points? Yes. I still think it's good compared to where we, considering where we were before that, and considering what we've seen in the middle of it. I think, off on a tangent straight away, I think it's dead interesting, Klopp lately, like watching him, he's desperate to say to everybody in the press room, "We aren't that bad, you know. We're not that bad." You can see it. He's desperate to say, even immediately after games, they keep doing this thing. Henderson was doing it immediately after the Madrid game. He knows he can't say after we get beat 5-2 by Madrid, "It wasn't that bad, you know." But he's desperate to say it, because I think in his mind, in his world, like doing this up close every day as an expert, he's like, it is just like small details making differences here. And I think the only reason I wouldn't take 7 out of 9 is because I think we should have won all three of them, because they were all there for the taking, actually.
Would you have taken 7 out of 9, Neil? I mean, context is important, because when you get the 6 from 6, it almost feels like then you should go and get the 9, because Crystal Palace are pretty blunt. They haven't won at home since October. And I almost sense that there might be a little bit of a wounded animal from Liverpool, in the sense that they got beat by Real Madrid, they get whacked by Real Madrid, so you're almost expecting a reaction.